You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 231. And on today's show, we are continuing in our Book of the Month Club study of Eric Worre's GoPro, 7 Steps to Becoming a Network Marketing Professional. And in today's show, we're going to be talking about the next two important skills in being successful in your business. That first skill being following up with your prospects. And then the next skill is helping your prospects become customers or distributors. And that is such an important thing that we need to get done. So stay tuned. That's what we're covering on today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, 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 it's Jackie Elmer, and welcome back to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. On today's show, we are covering two important skills, and I can't wait to get into the meat and potatoes of that stuff with you. Just a quick reminder, my coaching program is open. Couple of different options for you if you're looking for do-it-yourself to learn social media and the basic skills of network marketing. You can go to my direct sales online coach. Or if you're looking for one-on-one coaching to help you with a launch plan, to help you with some leadership skills, to help you personally lay out that social media marketing strategy, whatever the case, I've got several different packages that might be a fit for you. If you go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach, you'll see what I have there and you can complete the form. We'll go through a 15-minute complimentary session and I would love to get to know you just a little bit better. Okay, so that wraps up that. Let's go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes of today's call. Again, as a reminder, every month throughout 2016, we are doing a book study. Last month, we did Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers. This month, we are doing GoPro by Eric Worre, 7 Steps to Becoming a Network Marketing Professional. And this book is arguably becoming the Bible of network marketing. We talked about the first three skills on the last show that we did this on. Step number one, finding prospects. Step number two, inviting them to understand and take a look at the product or opportunity. And step number three, how to present the product or opportunity to our prospects and get ourselves out of the way. Now, you can listen in to that at over on my blog. You can go to jackieelmer.com/229. And you'll find the replay and the show notes there. All right, so in this show, we are going to talk about the next two important skills. And skill number four, or skill number one for this call, but skill number four in the book, is following up with your prospects. And you've heard it said over and over again, and it's so true that the fortune is in the follow-up. Here's the thing. Most people in network marketing, because we're not trained as sales professionals, most of us never follow up. We invite someone to take a look. Maybe they take a look. Maybe we have a follow-up appointment set with them and we never follow up. Or we call and they don't answer and then we never follow up again because we assume that if they were interested, they would call us. Or we never follow up even though they told us no 6 months ago. Something new has changed in our compensation plan. It offers us the great opportunity to follow up with them, but we just don't do it. So it's important that all of us begin to understand the skill and the concepts behind mastering the skill of follow-up. It's so important because, you know, we often get involved in network marketing. We come in through maybe some hype or super excited, all this other stuff, but we don't really have the skills that we need to move forward in this business. We can get started. We can take it to a certain point, but really true success is in mastering just a few skills. They're not difficult, but mastering those skills are going to get you well on your way to achieving everything you want in your business. So, and follow-up is a key piece. And so we talked last time about, you know, setting the time to follow up after they've seen the opportunity. And it's important that you do that because that does a couple of things. A, it lets them know you're serious. B, it puts a time on the calendar because there's no point moving forward if you don't have a next step to take them to. And C, it commits you. Let's face it, it commits you. When you tell them that you're going to call, ideally you feel that commitment and it's going to put your feet to the fire. And regardless of your fears or anything else, you're going to make that call. So that's one reason why that particular skill is so important. So from one touch point to the next, you always want to be scheduling the next appointment, or at very least letting them know that you will be back in touch with them. Now, the importance of follow-up is because on average, it takes 4 to 6 times for the average person to join a network marketing company. Now, those are Eric's statistics, and I don't know where those come from, but I went through the IBM professional selling skills module way back in my American Airlines days. IBM had this training course that you could go through, and I went through it in my sales career with American Airlines, and they taught us 7 to 9 times. And, you know, so I always tell people 7 to 9 times, but we do know that 80% of sales take place after at least the 5th exposure. Okay, so, you know, only 2% of sales take place on the first exposure. I think it's another 2% the second, and then it's like 3%, it drops, but it's over 80% of sales take place after that 5th contact. So ask yourself, are you following up with your prospects at least 5 times? If not, you're leaving at least 80% of your business on the table. I want you to think about what that looks like. Now, here's the thing. It can be really easy to have the tendency to think, yeah, but my friends are different. If they've told me no, I'm not going to call them again. Well, that's just crazy, because all of us can think of different things throughout our life that we said no to originally that later we came back around and changed our mind on. Could be, you know, any number of things. I'm sorry, I can't come up with an analogy right now. It's not coming to mind. But I know for me, just sharing my own story, I said no to network marketing the first time too. But it wasn't until 15 months later when my life situation had changed. I was home with my son and wanted to ensure that I could be home. And all of a sudden, my mind became open to the possibilities that network marketing could open up for me that could allow me to have all those things that I really wanted. So it's important to remember that you're not any different. Your friends aren't any different. It's not different where you live. I don't care what that is. You know, it's kind of funny. For years, I have been told by various people who would sign up for my newsletter or I coached from France that, you know, people are really skeptical in France about network marketing. And my own company just opened in France a couple weeks ago. And in the first couple of hours, we had 3,500 people join the business. In fact, we do something special with the first 999. And the gal who came in on my team from France was 994. And she was processed in the first half an hour to 40 minutes anyway. So that just gives you an idea. And that just really made me shake my head and say, no, people aren't different anywhere. We like to think that they're different because that lets us off the hook. But the reality of it is they're not different anywhere. But if you're a professional, you understand that it's going to take that many times for someone to buy your product or buy your opportunity. Now, I go to a lot of networking meetings. I belong to my Chamber of Commerce. I go to probably somewhere between 6 and 8 networking meetings a month. And that's a lot, but I sell product all the time and I sponsor new people into my business. But most of the time, well, I can't even totally say that's true because I just have a hot sizzle product that does sell. But it's amazing how many people, across the board, if I really sat down and averaged it out, it takes most people several different times of seeing me, hearing my spiel, you know, hearing my commercial, hearing my presentation before they get out their credit card and say, okay, I'll try it. You know, let me have some. So if I weren't there consistent, that's a different form of follow-up. I'm not calling on them specifically, but I'm showing up at that meeting consistently, saying the same thing, delivering the same message. And I'm not worried about, oh my gosh, you know, they've heard this over and over again. Not at all. So remember that it takes an average of 4 to 6 exposures before someone's going to be ready to join your business. And each step along the way, you want to be prepared to deal with any questions or objections that they might throw at you, because that's common in the follow-up process. Sometimes those objections are valid and sometimes they're not valid. Sometimes they're just an excuse. And the more you do this, the more you'll develop the ability to realize when it's a true objection or whether it's just an excuse. And the better you get at this, the more accustomed you get to hearing certain things, the easier it becomes to say, well, let me ask you a question. Is that truly something that you're concerned about, or are you just trying to find an easy way to tell me no? Because it's okay to tell me no. You're not going to hurt my feelings. You're not going to change the course of direction for me and my business. I would rather have you just shoot straight with me and tell me no if you're just really not interested, but you don't know how to say that. And when you make a statement like that, most often one of two things happen. They'll either say, no, I really am interested, but I do have a concern about this. And at that point, you can get that answered. Or the other is that they kind of go, yeah, you know, I think I'm really not interested and I just didn't want to hurt your feelings. But when you open up the door and say, just shoot straight with me, you're not going to hurt my feelings. Let's just, you know, be honest here. Then it's quite amazing. So just be prepared to deal with some of those common objections. You know, is this MLM? Is this a pyramid? Oh, I don't have the time. Is this one of those things where you have to bug all your friends? I'm not good at sales, different things like that. I've done a lot of past shows on overcoming objections, and you can certainly go to streetsmartscripts.com, and I've got my success language product there that has overcoming, I think it's 13 of the top objections that you get exactly what to say, including when you've, you know, shown people the opportunity, another opportunity or different things like that. So that's just a little bit on skill number four, and that is the follow-up part. Okay, skill number five is helping your prospects become customers or distributors. Now, this kind of sounds maybe hokey, like, really? Like, what do I have to do to help them to become customer or distributor? But along with follow-up, very often we have this tendency to think that, well, you know, I've shown the business to them. If they're really interested, I told them where my website is. They know how to go to my website and join and get signed up, or they know how to do this, or they know how to do that, and different things like that. But the reality of it is, you will increase your sponsoring ratio dramatically when you begin to just start asking people to join you. Just develop some language that says, you know what? You're a lot of fun and I would love to work with you. Are you ready to get started on the team? Or what do you think? Are you ready to get started? Ask people to join. People are joiners naturally in a lot of different ways, and sometimes they just need to be invited into the exclusive club. So don't be afraid to ask them to join. And then as you do that, lay out all the options for them. Okay, be prepared. Know exactly where to take them on the website. Know how to answer the questions. If your company offers more than one option for getting started, know how to walk them down that road. Okay, it's really a part of it. It's a big, big part of it. And then beyond just getting them signed up, you want to give them some basic skills so that they're ready to get going too. And one of those, one thing that you can do to really ease their mind, and this is something that I've done for years, is I really like to sell what I call a benefit statement. And that is, I like to help people make a decision by letting them know what value they're going to receive and what I'm going to provide for them should they decide to join me in business. So you want to come up with a benefit statement. You know, it's kind of funny. A lot of times I see people incentivizing other people to join, or, I'm offering a special for this. I'm paying half your fee, whatever. And I say, don't worry about that kind of stuff. Let them know that the greatest asset that they're going to get in joining your team is you and your expertise and your commitment and your willingness to work with them and your desire to help them achieve whatever it is that they want in their business. So learn how to promote yourself to your prospect as much as you promote your product or your opportunity. Be prepared for what that is. And sometimes you can use this when you find that people are hesitating, like they're trying to make a decision, they're hesitating just a little. What I like to do when I'm sensing that hesitation is I'll jump in and say, well, would you like to know what will happen next when you join? And then I close my mouth and I wait for them to say, well, yeah, tell me about it. And then I do. I walk them right down the path of exactly what's going to happen. Well, this is our first step. We're going to go to the website. We're going to get you enrolled. And then you're going to get an email from the company. And we're going to get you logged into your back office. I'm going to help you walk through and understand the basics of where everything is, how you place an order, how you get someone new started, how you find out company news. We're going to go through the fact that you have your own personal website. And this is where you'll be referring people to make sales online. This is where you'll be referring people to learn more about the business and to join you in the business. And then we're going to really spend the next 30 days you know, stuck together like glue while I help you develop your list, develop success language of what to say, launch your first online party. I'm just giving you some ideas of some things that I do, but just different things like that. I walk them through the scenario that lets them know that I'm not going to just sign them up and leave them, that it's about a whole lot more than me just getting their credit card number and plugging them into the system, that I've got a whole plan in place for when they do decide to join of exactly what it is that we're going to do, and that they can have an expectation of how that's going to go every single step of the way. And then if they're still hesitating, then I like to use the scale of 1 to 10. So let me ask you at this point, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest and you're ready to get started today, 0 being no thank you, don't call me again, where do you see yourself on that scale? And again, you're quiet. You don't try to answer that question for them. Don't try to prod them along to a higher level. Just give them that space, be a good listener, and see what happens. And then if it's, you know, a 7 or above, just ask them, what would it take for me to move you from a 7 to a 10? And again, just listen. Don't put words in their mouth. Don't do any of that. Just learn to be a good listener and stay on their side. And hang on just a minute, I want to talk to you about becoming their ally and not an adversary. That's the final key piece in this, is making sure that you're always aligned with them, that you're not becoming adversarial at all. So that's why it's important to say, would you like to know what's going to happen next if you decide to join? On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you see yourself? What would it take to move you from a 7 to a 10? And to do all of those things without putting words in their mouth, because you want to present yourself as a professional, mostly or 100% interested in them making the right decision for them. You've made your decision. You're solid with it. You're not looking to change, but you want to help them make a decision that they're going to feel confident about, comfortable with, and you're not going to be dragging them across the finish line. You're going to have a true partnership where you can work well together. Again, the show notes, jackyelmer.com/231. If you have a question for an upcoming show, you can tweet it to me at Jackie Elmer. You can ask it on my blog, jackieelmer.com/question, or on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. Send me a tweet too, again, at Jackie Elmer. If you got value from today's show or you have anything you want to share with me, I love it when you guys tweet me and would love to hear from you. So until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check, and good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.